This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Danny D, here with vascular neurologist and medical director of the Comprehensive Stroke Center at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Dr. Caprio, thank you again for chatting with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So it is Stroke Awareness Month, and someone in the United States has a stroke every 40 seconds. And what are the main types of strokes?
Yeah, that's really a staggering statistic. So when we think about stroke, it's a very broad term that we use, and it's really an umbrella term, and I break that down into two main categories of stroke. One is the ischemic type, which describes a sudden blockage of blood flow to the brain, and it's the most common type. It accounts for about 75% to 80% of all strokes. The other type of stroke, not to be neglected, is hemorrhagic, and that is the bleeding type of stroke, when a blood vessel, instead of being blocked off, it opens up or ruptures. That causes a brain bleed.
Wow. So how is a stroke diagnosed?
Yeah. So, you know, we talked a little bit about early and rapid recognition of a stroke symptom. So as soon as a stroke symptom is recognized, the first step is really to get them to the hospital or facility as quickly as possible so that we can confirm the type of stroke they're having. That's done with brain scans. That can be done either with a CT or CAT scan. It can also be seen on an MRI.
And Dr. Caprio, how do treatment options vary for each different type?
Sure. As soon as we recognize, suspect, and diagnose a stroke, we try to work quickly to evaluate the patient, make sure that they're neurologically stabilized, and then to determine what caused the stroke. Because depending on the cause of the stroke, whether it's related to the blood vessels, the blood, or the heart, we actually use different types of medications and treatments and therapies to target the source of the problem so that it doesn't worsen the patient's condition.
Thank you, Dr. Caprio. And this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D, and it is Stroke Awareness Month. What is Northwestern Medicine doing to provide stroke care faster?
Yeah, time is, again, of the essence, and it's the name of the game. We are always trying to make things faster and more effective for our patients. So at NMH, that is our academic hospital, Northwestern Memorial Hospital in downtown Chicago, we have, I feel like, constant projects going on to try to speed up our own process, making things smoother and faster, communicating with our emergency response provider so that as soon as a stroke patient hits the door, we have the whole team ready to evaluate and treat the patient. You know, I think we're very lucky in Chicago to have a number of hospitals in our region that can treat stroke patients, but we also have a program called Telestroke where our stroke team is able to see patients through audio video communication, sort of like a Zoom or a Skype type platform, be able to see patients in more remote parts of the area. And this allows us to reach more patients and provide them the speedy care that they would receive at, you know, an academic center like Northwestern, and be able to kind of meet the patient where they are and provide the same level of care.
That is so helpful. And can you tell us a little bit about your stroke clinical trials?
Yeah, we actually at Northwestern Medicine have a few ongoing areas where we're trying to improve stroke care. I'll break these into three big categories. I'm really excited about all of them, so I can't tell you about just one. But I would say the three big categories are in the acute setting. So right when you're recognizing a patient is having a stroke, how do you deliver medication or treatments that can remove the blockage of a blood vessel? So that's something we're looking into. The second part of stroke trials is thinking about, you know, once you identify a stroke patient, how do you prevent a secondary event? So secondary stroke prevention is the other category. And then the third big category I would say is in stroke recovery. So once somebody has a neurologic problem, if they can't speak as well or can't move as well, what are the things we can do to improve their function, you know, in the days, weeks, or months after that stroke? So rapid treatments, secondary prevention, and stroke recovery.
I see where you're excited, because that's going to be very helpful. And Dr. Caprio, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for all of the information.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.